magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It is Tuesday, November 19th, 2019. Testimony Tuesday.
Yes.
Usually I say Monday is my favorite day because of Memorization Monday, and I always appreciate that we get the privilege, the honor, the blessing to share God's word with our listeners as we memorize verses together. But Testimony Tuesday, it's hard to say that that wouldn't be my favorite day.
I think every day is your favorite day,
Mark. Well, any day that includes the Lord that he's given us. I've been praying this a lot lately and sharing with friends. I think the best blessing you can pray for someone or the best prayer you can have for somebody is just the fact that they're cognizant of God. The fact that God gives us insights into him. I mean, you know, some people don't have that. And I think how fortunate, what a blessing that we can ponder that there's God, but not just ponder. We can know him in a personal way, that he loves us, that we can't even take credit that we know him. I just think, wow, God, that you allowed me to think about you, I think is like the best gift. And when I pray for other people, I just pray that they'll have that peace of mind to think of God, to understand or recognize that he loves them. I mean, he's proven it through the Lord Jesus Christ. I mean, that's like the best gift in the whole world, that he's called us to know him. But the fact that we can think about him, that we can praise him, that I don't know. I don't think there's a better thing that can occupy your mind and heart. I just think it's the best thing that we get to know God. I mean, think about that.
Okay. I think that's probably the most precious way to pray for a person I've heard in a while.
Yeah. When I pray for people, I just, Lord, help them know that you're there, that you exist. And then I think how fortunate in a And I don't say fortunate is like a wheel of fortune or anything. What a blessing it is.
Well, it is fortunate.
That God, however he's even worked that out, whether it's preordained or are we chosen, or, you know, I don't even know if I had a say in it. You know, just the fact that he's given me the knowledge that
Absolutely.
He exists, I think
Absolutely.
Is awesome. So our special guest on this Testimony Tuesday is Delandis Beck. He's the area representative of the Fellowship of Christian Athletes. Many of us just say FCA, Fellowship of Christian Athletes. Been married to Jamie. Let's see. I know you have 4 children. How many years?
11 years of marriage.
11 years. Grew up in the Springfield area.
Yes, sir.
And I'll let you, Marianne, say some more about him. I only have known Delandis for a few weeks because we both are a part of Dr. Dave Webb's Saturday gathering. And so a couple weeks ago, you were a part of that group, and I heard you comment a time or two. And then just this past Saturday, after hearing you share some of your passion for God and the work that he's doing and your love, I think, for Scripture. So I was thinking, should I have him on a Memorization Monday or a Testimony Tuesday? But anyways, I thought, I like this guy. And then on Saturday, I said, hey, might you be open or entertain the idea about being a part of a radio broadcast? And you said, sure. What do you have in mind? I said, well, just come over to Lincoln Square to our studios, and we'll just share a little of your life story and journey. So on this Testimony Tuesday, that's what we're going to have you share, a little about how God's called you to be a part of FCA, you know, some of your faith journey, meeting Jamie, and then what God-honoring things you want to share and talk about.
Well, I have only known Delandis for a lot shorter time than you, Mark, for just a few minutes. But I will say this. I just sense the Spirit of God on you and on what you're doing. And it's just a pleasure to meet you. And I can't wait for the listener to hear the things you're going to say.
Praise God.
Yeah, praise God. So I want to hear about how I know you played basketball and football in high school, and you're helping high school kids now.
Absolutely.
In your huddles, right?
Yes,
now,
ma'am.
Let's talk about all that. What is a huddle in terms of FCA?
Absolutely. So if I could sum it up to one word, a huddle is a Bible study.
Okay.
You know, a huddle is a time for us to get together. They're on the school campus, which is something that's very unique with FCA, is that we're actually doing ministry in the schools. So huddles are essentially a time where student athletes are able to gather and be edified and be able to be built up and learn more about their faith and learn how they can actually live out their faith through the sport that they're playing. One thing that we talk about often is how the student athlete needs to learn to place their identity and find their identity in Christ Jesus instead of their sport. And it's so easy in middle school or in high school, in college, and even as an adult to find our identity in the things that we do. So if we can really get our hands on some of these young student athletes and help them develop this idea that Christ has died on the cross for us, and that's where our identity really begins. And for us to be rooted in that, no matter what happens on the sport field or on the sport court, whether we win or we lose, whether we find success or we fail, we're not rooted in that, and that has no eternal effect on where our life is going.
What a powerful message for the kids of this generation, right, that your identity is in Christ, because there is so much searching about identity. That is powerful.
Absolutely. And it's so easy because, you know, especially here in America, the sport culture is very strong. It's very strong, and that's why we feel like the student athlete and specifically our coaches are so influential in this, because as a culture, we place a lot of reverence in sports figures. You know, we follow sports figures, and we almost make idols out of them. So if we can really get our hands on coaches specifically, that's really where the meat of our ministry really takes place, is with the coaches, because the coaches, in fact, are some of the most influential people in our culture. Coach will spend, you know, 20 to 30 hours a week with a student athlete.
Wow.
Which oftentimes, depending on the dynamic of a specific family, may be more time than the actual parents are spending with that kid. So
amazing. Did I hear you say to Mark earlier that you are working with like 1,000 coaches?
Well, the Illiniland FCA as a whole, we serve Champaign, Piatt, and Douglas County. Mm-hmm. So in those three counties, we have 43 schools, and we serve middle schools, high schools, and the University of Illinois in Parkland. So between those schools, there are over 1,000 actual coaches that are served.
It's a lot of influence.
Now, would you say a coach poured into you, or would you say more of your Christian experience was because your dad being a pastor and your mom and dad and family members? Who was most influential, or how has your faith journey been developed through coaching and through your parents?
Sure. Well, absolutely. It started at home for my brothers and I. As you mentioned, I am a pastor's kid. I'm a PK. So my mother and my father gave us a good foundation growing up, and just a good moral compass, if you will, of kind of just right and wrong. So without a doubt, it started at home for us. My brothers and I, we all played sports, and we've had good coaches and bad coaches, unfortunately, along the way. I honestly can't say that there was ever really one particular coach that helped me find my faith, but I was a participant in FCA when I was in high school.
Oh.
I would attend the campus huddles, and for me, it was very instrumental because that gave me a space where I could feel like, well, there's other people that are at this high school that are at least in general pointed in the same direction as I am. And as you know, being a young person, being a teenager and trying to follow your faith and trying to follow Jesus at that stage of your life, you're without a doubt opposite of the culture.
Right, right. Oh, definitely.
You're opposite of the culture. So there's a lot of things that other kids and my teammates were participating in. These were things that I just wasn't doing. And because of that, that can kind of ostracize you a little bit. So having that foundation, that firm foundation that I first started getting at home, and then being able to come alongside other like-minded people through FCA and my high school, it really helped secure that for me and helped kind of catapult me out of high school into my college years.
So you grew up in the Springfield area. What brought you to the University of Illinois? And then take us through meeting Jamie and then now working with FCA.
Sure. So kind of a funny story. Well, not necessarily funny. It depends on who you ask.
Oh, gee.
Yeah. Now, if Jamie was here, would she have a different side of the story, too?
No.
Well, more specifically, the way that I came to meet her, I think it probably wouldn't be as funny for my parents.
Oh.
Because when I first came to school here at U of I entered into engineering. Mm-hmm. So I was a computer science. You know, at that point, you know, in the early 2000s, that was like the thing. You know, you go into computers, you're going to find a good job, you're going to make a lot of money, all that good stuff. I came in my first year, and I was a terrible student. I was an exceptional student in high school, came to college, not so much. And after my first year, I found myself, instead of being in engineering school at U of I found myself at Parkland my sophomore year, just because I didn't take care of business in the classroom. And that's actually where I met my wife.
At Parkland?
At Parkland, yeah. She was a nursing student at
God
the time.
God works in mysterious ways.
He does, he does. And I was actually living and serving as a resident advisor. So I was an RA in the dorm. At the time, Parkland had a dorm there, downtown Champaign, Robeson Hall.
Right.
And we met there. I was an RA. And I know her story is a little bit more dynamic than mine. But, yeah, we met there in the dorms. And one thing kind of led to another. And we had a group of friends that we all kind of partnered together in our friendships. And we're so fortunate because we're all still the best of friends today, the people that we actually live together there in the dorms. But, yeah, 11 years later, we now have four kids, and we still live here in Champaign. Our kids range in age from 13 down to 5. So you can probably imagine what my day-to-day life looks like.
Well, we're glad you guys stayed.
Thank you so much.
Then when did the call to FCA? So you were influenced through FCA, through high school. I mean, you saw the value. You recognized that these coaches can so influence these kids. And many of these kids are pretty popular. They might be on the football team or, you know, the cheerleaders or the various sports that are excelling. People are looking up to them. So you saw this is a valuable ministry. But when did the connection of I'm going to serve the Lord in this way, because it's not like the high-paying career job that, there's all these great perks, lots of money and travel. You know, most of us in ministry recognize there's some sacrifice, and then recognizing also you have four children to provide for them. So how did that all work, and how did the calling come?
Sure. So fresh out of college, so I ended up going back, and I graduated from University of Illinois, and then later on went back and got my master's degree from Lincoln Christian University. So I worked in student housing for about 10 years from when I graduated my undergrad. And then I left that and I actually started a business. I started a business that I actually still have to this day, my small advertising business that I did here in Champaign. I work in graphic design and web design and had some digital billboards that I was involved with. And that was great. I enjoyed doing that for about 5 or 6 years. But I quite honestly, I knew from really the college years that I was called to ministry. Unfortunately, I was a bit disobedient in my early years. And for me, I found myself trying to essentially build my own kingdom. You know, I kind of kept this idea that I knew I was called, kind of kept it in the back of my mind. And if you will, I set it on the shelf. And I told myself, after I build some sort of a kingdom and secure things to where my family's life can be comfortable, I promise God I'll come back and I'll pick this back up and I'll do whatever you want me to do. So I tried that. And because of that, while I had some, you know, moderate success and the ups and downs of being a small business owner, it just never satisfied. It just never satisfied. So, you know, fast forward a few years, I started actually volunteering with Fellowship of Christian Athletes. I served as a volunteer chaplain for one of the local middle schools. Did that for a couple of years, and then I was supporting one of the previous FCA staff members financially, just on his support team. And that was kind of how I got reconnected with the ministry. And what essentially happened was I built a great relationship with this previous staff member. His name was Troy Collier. He was great. I still consider him a friend to this day. He was the one who actually initially introduced the idea of coming on staff with FCA. And this was just a year ago, actually, right now. It was left back in November of last year. And before he left, he and I had a conversation, and he shared with me that he believed that the Holy Spirit was showing him that I was going to step into a position there with the local FCA. So we were talking at the gym, and my wife was actually there. He said, listen, go home and talk to your wife about it, you know, pray about it, talk to God about it, and we'll have future conversations. And from the initial conversation that he and I had, without a doubt, the job sounded, or the ministry, excuse me, sounded very interesting to me. Of course, I believed in what FCA was doing. I was a product of FCA. I was sowing into FCA. I was volunteering my time with the ministry. But coming into those first few months of me entertaining the idea, it was only an idea that it sounded good to me. I knew it was something I was capable of doing. But I reached a point in my life where I no longer wanted to take steps without knowing that I was called to it.
Right, right.
And one thing that I often talk about is the Father's will for our lives. And one thing I like to equate it to is the sweet spot. I always call it the sweet spot. And it's funny because I would always call it the sweet spot. And then, of course, God transitioned me to FCA. And, of course, everything we talk about is like sport related.
Yeah, right.
Because even in racquetball, there's a sweet spot on the racket where you want to hit the ball. And
absolutely.
I mean, many of the sports, they know that sweet spot.
That's your sport.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So whether it's basketball or tennis or racquetball, I told myself, I said, God, I want to be in the sweet spot for my life. And you know, with that sweet spot, you think about hitting that ball on the sweet spot of that bat or on that racket, and it will have maximum effectiveness. And that's what I want to have. I want to have maximum effectiveness for the kingdom. So I had to lay everything aside and say, you know, no longer what I want, no longer my will, but the Father's will for my life. So I was absolutely interested in serving with FCA and coming on staff, but I was waiting for that green light. Mm-hmm. And essentially what happened for me was FCA, more or less, you know, they really vet you,
right.
You know, before coming
That's
on staff.
Good.
That's good. Absolutely, it's good. And I remember speaking with Robbie, who was my director. He was asking me how things were going and how I was feeling about it. And I told him, I said, well, listen, I'm waiting for that green light from the Holy Spirit that this is what God wants me to do. And he said, well, listen, that's okay. He said, this is why we have this system set up and the process set up the way that we do, is because we want to help you discern whether or not you are called to serve with FCA. So continue on. So they had me going through some online training and some online material. And I remember sitting on my couch one night and just kind of typing through some of the material and going through it. And the Holy Spirit stopped me in my tracks. And I remember at that point in the training, they were talking about the coaches ministry, the fact that we are called to serve to and through coaches. And the Holy Spirit stopped me there, and he began to just bring different instances to my remembrance. And one thing I hadn't mentioned yet is the fact that during the summer months, I coach travel basketball. So I've been coaching for the last 3 or 4 years during the summer months, up and down the highway. I've been coaching my son's teams. And over those 2 or 3 summers, specifically the past 2 or 3 summers, there have just been so many instances of conversations that I would have with parents about coaches, conversations I would have with coaches about best practices, countless conversations with my wife, Jamie, just about best practices and coaches and how much influence these coaches have. And in that moment of me sitting on the couch with the computer on my lap, the Holy Spirit just began to remind me of specific scenarios of, do you remember when I showed you that? Or do you remember that conversation that you had with that coach? Or do you remember when you talked with your wife? That I remember a time, not this past summer, but the summer before, where we had a tournament in Decatur, and we got in the car to come home, and it was a tough-fought tournament. I honestly can't even remember the outcome of how well the team did. But I remember having a conversation with my wife on the way home, and I remember literally crying, and I couldn't understand why. I was just like overcome with this emotion and kind of with this burden that I was feeling at that moment. And in that moment of me sitting on the couch, just going through this FCA material, Holy Spirit said, this is why I had you experience these things over the last few years.
Wow.
Because I was developing this call to coaches specifically. And I absolutely am giving you the green light to come on staff with FCA. And from that moment, I was sold out.
And that's just like, now you've been on staff for about 6 months?
Correct. So, yeah, exactly. So this is all pretty fresh. I've only been on staff for about 6 months now.
You were being prepared, though.
Absolutely.
And I think your friend did have the leading of the Holy Spirit.
Oh, 100%.
To put you in that direction.
100%.
And one of the unique things, in case somebody just tuned in and they're wondering where this conversation started, we have in the studio with us Delandis Beck, and he's the area representative of the Fellowship of Christian Athletes. And one of your key goals is to equip these coaches with tools, techniques, with mentoring, with small group participation. You want to invest time in these coaches that are going to influence all these student athletes. And so it's really key that you have a heart for coaches and then all the abilities and the techniques and the tools and the meetings and gatherings.
Correct.
And all the other things you can do to equip them to be effective. But it sounds like it's a great fit. Now, say somebody's tuned in and they're excited. They had never heard about FCA before or the work that you do. Is there a website, or how can they get in touch with you? Maybe they say, you oversee the Rantoul area. Well, I have a student athlete, didn't know about FCA, or how can they get in touch with you? There might be a stirring in somebody's heart right now that either knows students or want to volunteer or want to get involved financially. What would be their next step?
Absolutely. Well, the best place to go would be our website, which is IlliniLandFCA.org. IlliniLandFCA.org.
So how would that be spelled? IlliniLand?
Correct.
FCA.
Correct.
.org. Okay.
FCA.org. And then is there a link like Delandis Beck somewhere on there? They can find out a little more about you.
Sure. So all the staff members. So I'm one of 3 area reps with IlliniLand FCA. There's actually 2 others as well. I serve specifically the Champaign, Urbana, and Rantoul schools. So middle schools and high schools. Central Centennial Urbana High School, and then also Rantoul Township High School, and then the middle schools that feed into them. So there's 2 two other area reps. One serves the U of I and the Parkland specifically, and then also another area rep that serves more of the rural areas around Champaign, St. Joe, Monticello, Mahomet, Tuscola, Arcola, and the areas in between.
I know many times in years past, we always feature the big camps that you have during the summer mm-hmm. where the youngsters, I don't know, from 10 to, I forget, grade school into high school, where they can come out and learn the sports by athletes and literally serve hundreds of kids. They get lunches and Bible studies and then get to learn, you know, different techniques in their sport of choice and different things. So a lot of things go on. So if you were going to ask our Great News Radio listeners to pray for you in the days ahead and to pray for FCA, what would you ask or request of them?
Absolutely. More broadly, just that every coach, quite honestly, that every coach would truly come to know Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, because we feel that as coaches first receive that first miracle of salvation, there's so much that just grows from that point, you know. And we want to see these coaches to be coaches for Christ. We want them to be kingdom coaches. So if we can really get them to that point, we feel like we've done our job. You know, the vision of the ministry is to see the world transformed by Jesus Christ through the influence of coaches and athletes.
Well, it's been an absolute pleasure listening to you, Jalandis. I love this. I'm going to be praying for you.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, thanks for carving out time, and I'll see you on Saturdays at Dr. Webb's study, and who knows, other activities or events. Come along and let us know. We'll be happy to announce them, and are so encouraged by so many of the FCA staff that we've met over the years, and certainly Tim Johnson and others that are very involved with oversight. So appreciate the great work that God's doing through FCA, so keep them in your prayers, and thank you, Jalandis, for being available for Testimony Tuesday. All right, everyone. Well, thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns, Marianne Simpkins, and Jalandis Beck with the Ministry of Great News Radio. God bless you, and have a great day and night.
There's been many times I've let you down, searching for happiness, none to be found. To think that the price